Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. We are talking this series a little bit about these magnificent beings of grandeur, angels, and how they can intervene into our life and how they can help us and how they can keep us from the evil one, which will help provide us the privilege to walk in divine health. So our program is How to Walk in Divine Health. I don't want you to be sick. I want you to be well. And this is something that I have learned from studying God's Word. I used to have sickness and disease, but a little over 20 years ago, I learned what it really meant to walk in divine health and walk in obedience to God's Word and walk in faith. And since that time, I've seen God do great and mighty things. Never did get to see him do anything that I knew of before I stepped over into the realm of faith. But when I did, I really began to see him do great and wonderful things. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you today, again today, on behalf of your word, we ask you to reveal to us the truth that's in your word about these angelic beings and how wonderful they are and how you have sent them to minister to us and for us, and how we can use them for your glory as your sons and daughters. Now, I thank you for revealing these things to us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. In Hebrews chapter 1, go down to about verse 13. I'm going to read a couple of verses. It says in verse 13, "But to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'?" He has said that to the Son of God. He says, "Are they not all ministering spirits," or these angels, "and they are sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation." Now, that's Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. Now, if the Lord has sent these ministering spirits, these flames of fire, these angels, we will call them, he has sent them forth and he has given them the authority and power to minister to us or for us, of those of us that will inherit salvation. So here the writer of the book of Hebrews tells about the ministry of Jesus and how great he is. Then he begins to compare Jesus to angels. Now then, because of his obedience, now this is what really makes God the Father happy, is obedience. And of course, Jesus was completely 100% obedient. And that's what you and I need to work on also. Because of his obedience, he has been given a great place of authority and power. He has been seated at the right hand of God. Now it says, "The angels, however, are our servants. They are ministering spirits sent to minister for those of us that will inherit salvation." Now, have you inherited salvation? Are you a believer in Jesus? If you're not a believer in Jesus and you're not willing to study God's word, then you won't get to see anything from these good angels. The evil angels will be sent to you to get you. In fact, I think about this right here. And when I think about the good angels and the bad angels, I'm going to tell a story right here about one of my own uncles that I tried my best to get this man to accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. I went and talked to him several times about Jesus, but he didn't want nothing to do with it, like so many people that I know today. Don't have time. I don't believe that this stuff is really real. Although I tried to tell him, but he would not listen. He got on up in years, and I tried to tell him many times, but he still would not listen. Finally, one day, after his wife had died, and she died a terrible death, but after she died, passed away, he got sick himself many years later, and his sister and her husband took him to the VA hospital one night while he was feeling so bad. they checked him at the VA hospital and said there wasn't anything wrong with him that they could detect. So just take him back home. It's just old age. But the tormenting spirits of hell were already tormenting him because on the way back home, he started telling his sister, "Do you not see those terrible looking things that are coming to get me?" And she thought he was hallucinating. She didn't understand what was going on. But by not making Jesus Lord of his life, he had never been a possessor of salvation, a possessor of Jesus Christ as his king. And so you might call them the hounds of hell, the satanic beings, these fallen angels, these wicked spirits, these wicked invisible beings, they had power over this man's life because he had never accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And in the last few minutes of this man's life, he literally saw these ghastly beings coming to get him. And he would tell his sister, "Sis, don't you see those terrible things? They're coming to get me." Well, she couldn't see them. They were invisible to her because she was a daughter of the king. And her husband was a son of the king. So they could not see these beings. But he, being a son of the devil, since he never accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, he could see these things. And he saw these things coming to take him into the flames of hell. And he got to see them come and take him away. Now, there is good angels and there's bad angels. And the good ones is the largest group. Two-thirds of the angelic host are the good angels. One-third are the evil angels. One-third Satan deceived and brought them out of heaven when he came out. But two-thirds of them stayed and served God. And those good angels are the angels that are sent to us to minister for us, those of us that will accept Jesus and be inheritors of salvation. What a shame. As far as I know, of course, God only knows the final outcome. But as far as I know, this uncle of mine did not make it into the kingdom of God. He rejected Jesus all through his life. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that you would like not to miss while you're on this earth. But one of them that you definitely do not want to miss is the free gift of salvation, knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then learning that you have these magnificent beings of grandeur that will come and help you and minister to you. Now then, I think about these magnificent beings. Let's take a little bit more scripture here. After this story that I've told you about this uncle of mine that missed heaven, as far as I know, he got to see these terrible devils of hell, these angels, these wicked beings, come and take him away and take him out of his flesh and kill his flesh. And as far as I know, took him into hell. But there is millions of people, millions, dying every year. And it appears the multitude of them are going into the flames of hell. Well, don't be one of them. I can't make you believe in Jesus, but I can tell you there's a heaven and there's a hell and there's angels, both good and bad. And you don't want to be a part of the bad angels, Satan, and his hell. But this gift is free, and God has sent these angels to watch over us. Now then, he says, in Galatians 3, let's see what the word says here. He says, these beings are sent to those of us that will be inheritors or heirs of salvation. Well, if you're a believer in Jesus, let's see what the word of God says here in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. And if you are Christ, now here's the big word in the Bible, if you are Christ, now you have to belong to Jesus. If you don't, then these good angels are not yours. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and you are an heir according to the promise. Now, the Abrahamic promise, Abrahamic covenant, is yours if you are a son or a daughter of God. Now, good angels, these good angels are supernatural beings that are sent to work for us to do things we cannot do. Now, they will help you to do many things. It says, how do we get these angels to work for us? Well, let's see what Jesus said you could do. Let's go to Matthew 26:53. It says, Jesus said, or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? Now, that's 72,000 because there are 6,000 in a legion. Now, if Jesus said he can now pray to his Father, now then, if Jesus can pray to his Father and get an angel, then can you and I do that? Let's see what he says here. Do you think that I cannot now pray? Jesus said. Don't, in Matthew chapter 26, he said that we could pray and get thousands of angels because Jesus did that. So how do we get these angels to come to us? If Jesus prayed, well, then you can pray. You can pray and ask the Father in Jesus' name. How many is in a legion? 6,000. So he said 12, so that's 72,000. But let me tell you, you don't need 72,000 angels to protect you. Now, Jesus was the Son of God. That's why he could do it. But who do we think we are? That's what people would say. But we don't know the scripture because 1 John 3 makes this statement. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, he says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the word knoweth us not because the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Now then, if he has said we are sons of God, and Jesus could pray and ask the Father for up to 72,000 angels, and he might even give any more. But you don't need 72,000 angels to do great and wonderful things for you. All you need is just one. One or two. Many times I have called upon angels and had them intervene to do great and mighty things. Now, I've got a series on angels that I've taught on audio and video tape that we have sent out to people everywhere. And one of the ladies out in the Northwest, she had a couple of sons. And I believe one of them was 10 and one of them was 7. And they had listened to my teaching on angels. One day, the daddy sent the two boys out to the horse pen and told them, go out there, boys, and empty the water trough, and I want to move it into another stall for another horse.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.